Na 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 na. Jaws on today's podcast.
Welcome to the Wallet Win podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Hey, Jonathan here. I want to tell you about a free workshop that we've got going on. You can go get it at walletwin.com/training. It's called How to Pay Off Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. Inside this one, you're going to learn how to know exactly what your next best step is for your finances. You're going to learn the number one strategy for getting your hard-earned money working for you and your dreams instead of Visa or Sallie Mae. And you're going to learn the secret to seeing way more progress with your money. And you don't need a bigger income. You don't need to give up everything you love. You just need the Wallet Win method. And we walk you through it in this training at walletwin.com/training. It's totally free. So go sign up now, walletwin.com/training, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'll see you there. A popular phrase, idea, encouragement from one of the big names in personal finance, Dave Ramsey, is that he asked people to get gazelle intense. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, comes from a spot in the Bible, in Proverbs, talking about you should seek to flee from debt like the gazelle flees from the hunter.
I can read it. Straight out of Proverbs.
There you go.
Give your eyes no sleep and your eyelids no slumber. Save yourself like a gazelle from the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler.
There we go. So the gazelle. So who hunts the gazelle? The cheetah, which is the fastest land mammal on earth.
Mm-hmm. But the gazelle is not always caught.
No, the majority of the time the gazelle gets away because, as Dave would remind you, he's running for his life. Yeah, and he encourages folks in debt to run for their life out of debt, to not be eaten alive by the cheetahs of the credit card and other loan industries.
Yeah, so basically you're going to be pivoting and running and sprinting and
jumping
going all
and leaping
out.
And
yeah, running for your life, outmaneuvering all the creditors and the debtors that you've got, and you're trying to outrun them, outlast them until they're all gone and they're out of your life forever.
Mm-hmm. And we love Dave. We're big fans.
Yep.
But
we also love the Bible.
Of course. More than Dave. We love the Bible more than we love Dave. Of course. But when we were working with folks, when we talk about getting out of debt, whether it's in our course or in the academy, we're just talking with folks, that image just never quite did it for us.
It never quite held up.
It wasn't full enough.
Even our own debt-free journey, we noticed there was something more to it than simply the gazelle trying to outrun the cheetah.
Yeah.
It's something didn't resonate. And then we realized what it was.
Yes.
I went back to an old story from when I was in high school and drew a little inspiration. So I played on, I don't know, whatever the lowest tiered team,
JV?
Soccer team. JV, maybe just the sophomore league.
I wasn't, club team?
I wasn't that good, but I played soccer throughout high school. And our coach was kind of a character. He was one of those legendary, epic type teachers who's also then turns coach. Anyway, I could fill an entire podcast with stories about him, one including how he basically saved the day with a machete and a clipboard at one point. But the important point here in this podcast episode is that when there was a ball that was, you know, kicked downfield and it was kind of one of those situations where everybody's running for it.
Yeah.
He would just start screaming from the side, like sharks on a baby seal. Get on the ball. Sharks on a baby seal. And I mean, here you are, you're 15. And now this visual of like, this is kind of sad. Tiny baby seal. And now I, as a mom, I feel horrible about this. But, you know, the shark is just going up and essentially with one chomp
Hump.
Has demolished this thing. And it doesn't let this thing out of its sight. Mm-hmm. Once it's hunting a baby seal, that thing is as good as gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this visual and I told it to Jonathan and he said, that's it.
There we go.
Shark mode.
Yes.
That is what was missing from Gazelle.
Mm-hmm. So instead of imploring or encouraging people to get Gazelle Intense, we are going to tell you, and we're telling you right now, if it's the right time for you, we are telling you to go into shark mode.
Shark mode, baby. Mm-hmm. So let's dive into some a little bit deeper teaching here. What exactly is shark mode?
Sure. Shark mode is an approach to make sure you meet financial goals as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest and most common one for using shark mode would be getting out of debt.
Probably that first big one
mm-hmm.
to really bust out the old shark mode.
Yeah. And so we like shark mode. So instead of being on the defense, running away, mm-hmm. running for your life, from debt, you're turning it around.
There's no victim here.
You're going after the debt. You are going to go take a big old bite out of its butt. You are the shark.
No cheetahs are trying to eat you. You're going to eat it.
Yeah, you're the one licking your chops, chasing the debt down, and getting it gone as fast as possible. And it's that turn, instead of, oh, I'm being chased, I'm the prey, oh, get out of here.
Wah.
It's, I am the predator, the apex predator here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go after this thing. It doesn't stand a chance against
Mays
me.
Strolling around in the field. Chase is in the waters.
Yummy.
I'm just circling around.
Yep.
Because they're as good as gone.
Mm-hmm. That is the difference. Shark mode is getting intense, going after it, hunting down your goals. So you got to get creative. You got to get a little, not feisty, not tricky. What's the word I'm looking for? Clever, strategic?
Clever girl.
Clever girl. That's a whole other type of intense predator.
That might even be more intense than the shark. In Walletwin 2.0, Raptor mode.
You heard it here first, folks. So shark mode is getting intense. It's going after your goals, getting creative in finding ways to make it happen.
It's going. Because
you smell blood and you want it now. So what are you going to do to get it?
Right. You're putting the pedal to the metal. You're going all in. All of your resources, time, energy, emotions are aligning collectively to go find the prey in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your singular focus as you move forward.
That's right.
And you're going to hit your goal every single time when you invoke shark mode and you get it done.
That's right.
So without going into some of the specifics, that's kind of a summary of what shark mode is. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to actually come back and talk about times we've invoked shark mode and how it has looked and played out in our life, which mm-hmm. it might not look that way for you, but we'll come up with a few ideas you might be able to use. Back in a minute.
We're back, and we're talking about burn-em, 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 burn-em. Shark mode. On the podcast today, and right now we're talking about when you can use shark mode, what it looks like, some examples, and of course, most importantly, how to get the most out of shark mode.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we already summed up what is shark mode.
Mm-hmm.
When is the most opportune moment to bust it out and utilize it?
Oof.
We already mentioned a little bit of getting out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Is usually the first time you will invoke the shark mode clause.
Yes, because it is that's one of the first goals that you might have for your finances, that I just gotta get this one. I gotta get there. And that it might take a little while. You might be in a lot of debt. So you need something to accelerate that, to get it done. Shift into shark mode and you're on your way.
Right. And the beauty of it is that it accelerates your progress towards that goal,
mm-hmm.
so that you can get it done faster. And no better time than when you're getting out of debt. Who wants to elongate or expand that season of life?
Yes.
We don't. Well, that's why we encourage people to get out as quickly as they can,
mm-hmm.
because you want to close the doors on debt and get a move into other goals and
that's
milestones
right.
for your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's other times we personally have used shark mode.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's not a way to live your life forever.
You don't want to be a shark every day, all day, forever.
Because, you know, laser-like intensity can be exhausting.
Mm.
Okay. It's more like fits and bursts. So you used it and you dusted it off during getting out of debt. Okay. You have a little bit of a breather. Then when a very specific financial goal comes up again in your life and you want to kind of put a time frame on, I'm saving up to pay cash for a new van by X date, invoke shark mode.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adoption opportunity and we need $20,000 in 6 weeks. Invoke
like,
shark
that's
mode.
That's like robo zombie laser shark mode.
That is invoke Sharknado. We've done it a couple of times. And ay caramba, it is. But we know how. We know how. And, you know, you've got this short-term, very specific financial goal that you want to wrap up in a very tight season of time. That is the perfect instance in which to dust off shark mode,
mm-hmm.
and bring it back in and utilize the benefits of it.
Yeah. So when you use shark mode, you are getting intense, extreme. You are getting excited and creative about the ways that you will meet that goal. Now, of course, fundamentally, you will meet a financial goal when you're able to put more money towards that goal. You're more money towards that adoption or that van or getting out of debt. So you need more money available for that. So you're getting creative in bringing up your income, bringing in extra money,
mm-hmm.
and in slashing unnecessary costs from your life right now.
Now, what we didn't say in that was have no life. Hate
Mm-mm.
your life.
It's not shark mode.
We are experts. That's a whole nother podcast. We can do the whole...
You can just imagine that this shark is somehow crossbred with a dolphin and is going to do some fun little jumps up in the air while it's hunting it down.
Ooh, I love it.
How about that?
You crossbred Jaws and what was...
Man's best aquatic friend?
Who's the famous
Flipper?
Dolphin? Flipper! Yeah. Yes, exactly. Gotta love that combo.
So,
what are some examples, though, John? Let's just pull on, like, I don't want to exhaust this, but just
mm-hmm.
give two visuals of what did shark mode look like for us?
So this example's from when we were working to get out of debt. I was taking the trash out one time. We were at a little, what were they, condos, townhouses kind of thing?
In a college town.
Yeah, so there's dumpsters. You take it out to the dumpster instead of the garbage can on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So just taking out, you know, the kitchen trash or whatever to the dumpster. And when, you know, it's in this little like dumpster corral, and in there was a desk, like a big, you know, like computer desk, multiple parts and stuff. It got a bit taken apart, but it looked like it was all there. So I took all the pieces and I brought it inside and put it together along with an office chair,
another
big like fold up chair, kind of, you know, big round plop down into it kind of thing.
You dug
stuff
a bunch
like
of stuff out of the garbage. You blew it off.
I sold it on Craigslist.
You cleaned it. You sold it on Craigslist. That is an example, a perfect example of shark mode.
Yes.
And another example, you know, I'm trying to pull on something like from when we were not getting out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled out shark mode again. Let's, one of the adoptions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a really easy go-to is to sell off things you don't absolutely need. So when we were preparing to adopt, I think, our third child, we up and sold our bed frame.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't need it. And we sold our side tables.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put our mattress on the ground knowing it was temporary. And we'd been planning on
changing
it out and upgrading it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was like a quick way to grab, I think $500 to $700.
We were looking to get rid of the bed frame and replace it.
Eventually.
So instead of doing that all in like one weekend, we just stretched it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to use that money in the meantime for the adoption.
We also then sold our second vehicle and became a one-car family.
Mm-hmm.
That was mega shark mode. Now, we both work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And we work for the same company.
Yep.
So we don't really need two cars anyway.
Yep.
But it was a great example of busting down into shark mode.
Yeah, we shark moded to one car back in the day as well, getting out of debt.
We did.
We went down to one car.
We did.
Because we just didn't need it the way we were working and all that.
And so it's easier to share examples of ways that we cut expenses.
Mm-hmm.
But those are very... doable things that you could invoke even now.
Yep. And so, and the thing is with shark mode, you do these things, right? I dug in the dumpster, we sold the car or whatever it was because we smelled blood in the water, right? I was taking out the trash and I didn't smell maybe I smelled some trash, but I smelled blood in the water when I saw the desk in great condition. I saw those chairs in great condition. I thought, instead of just letting the garbage truck pick that up tomorrow, I could bring that inside. I could try selling that. So like, instead of seeing those, you know, desk and some chairs, I saw $50 towards getting out of debt because I was in shark mode. I saw those opportunities in front of me. My thinking started changing. I had the brain of a shark. I smelled that blood in the water and I went after it. That's really shark mode. It's having that thought, you're smelling the blood and you're going to go after it, right? Other times, you know, we're not going that crazy, but like, oh yeah, somebody's throwing out an old chair. Somebody's getting rid of their desk. I wouldn't think of that, but because we were so focused on the financial goal of getting out of debt, we were looking for every dollar we could to get out of debt and get out of debt sooner. When I saw the chairs and that desk, I thought, you know what? That could be a pile of money. And piles of money mean I get out of debt sooner. So I'm going to go for it. That is shark mode. And you got to remember, you got to make sure that shark mode actually serves you. Because if you're in shark mode all the time, you're going to get tired. You're going to be a dead shark because you're so exhausted of this and you're going to give up entirely. If it's not in the context of anything, if there's no goal, it's not going to help. Because what are you doing it for then? Because it's intense, right? I mean, you're cutting back. You're doing things that earn more money. You're also cutting back on expenses and lifestyle things. So it's not something to be in all the time. But really, the most important thing you need to do in order to get the most out of shark mode is to use shark mode as part of a complete plan for your personal finances. Because shark mode alone is not enough to get you to your goals. Shark mode alone is not enough to transform your relationship with money, to have enough saved for retirement, to protect against emergencies, whatever it is. Shark mode alone is not enough. It is a useful tool. It is a good thing to have available to you, but it is not the whole thing. You need that total financial game plan in order to really get the most out of this tool, to use it at the right times and to use it in the right way for the right goals at the right time. Now, how do you know all that? You don't have to figure it all out. We, in all our years doing this, have figured it out for you. We've got it all put together. We call it the Wallet Win Method, and we're walking through it in our brand new webinar, online training, whatever you want to call it, and you can get it. It's for free. We're going through it for free at walletwin.com/training. So that's going to take you there, and you can sign up, and we'll go through it, and you can really see how this all fits together, how it all goes together, and you go step by step by step. We've put it together, the foolproof plan for transforming your finances, to end money fights, to really know what you're doing with your money and getting it working for you so you can really live your life. So head on over to walletwin.com/training and get signed up for that new training. It's called How to Get Out of Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? It is all centered around that system, that Wallet Win method system that has worked for us, for countless others, and I just can't wait for it to work for you. So head on over walletwin.com/training or click the link in the show notes, and we'll see you there. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.